Welcome to the LCS Fantasy Zone Podcast with your hosts, Banana, Armadillo Cowboy, Sliminx, and Fisher.
Hey everybody, welcome back. We are in episode 5 of the LCS Fantasy Zone. It's week 8 in the LCS, and guess what? We've got some great sits, some starts, some teams, and some streaming options for you to consider, just like every week, to help you keep winning your LCS league. I'm Bob Fisher Dickerson.
I'm Mitch Ball is Life Hannon, also known as Armadillo Cowboy now.
They call me Banana.
And I'm Jesse Sliminx Yeomans.
All right. Let's hurry up and get into the Week 7 recap here. Just a few topics I wanted to talk about. Probably the most notable thing that happened from Week 7 was something nobody saw coming. Forgiven. Taking off the roster for military, I guess. Is that...
Yeah, he has to do mandatory military service for Greece starting in March, I heard.
It's a rough spot for H2K. Do we know who's filling in?
So it's not 100% like guaranteed that he has to go yet. I think it's like odds are he's going to not be able to get out of it. But I think right now his backup is listed as Nguyen or Nguyen, however you say this guy's name.
Nguyen, yeah. That, yeah.
I don't know if that's who they'll start or not. But he's listed as the backup.
Yeah, I'm gonna think they're gonna look for a replacement, a starting AD carry replacement, if they have to. Again, they're trying everything they can to keep Forgiven.
Yeah, I read somewhere that people in Forgiven's position do have the option to delay it until they're 35 years old, delay their military service. That is, but then they are subject to a fine of something around $8,000. I read. So lots of people that have enough earnings do take that route. They delay their service until later in life, but I don't know if Forgiven's in that position. So
H2K could, they would have to be able to afford to pay that for him. I'm sure that's like no big deal for them, right?
$8,000? Yeah, you'd think so, but I don't know for sure yet.
And regardless of what you thought about the guy, if you saw the interview, he was like almost brought to tears. You could tell how disappointed he was having to leave his team before playoffs. You could tell he has a lot of passion for esports. So it was sad to see that.
Yeah, I was very disappointed, you know. It's like because the dude, Joe mentioned it to me that it was like the second time it had been taken away from him. That's just sad.
Oh, and
he got banned
for
his attitude.
Yeah, you work your butt off, right? And you show up for the team, and then you just can't play in playoffs. It's never in a good situation where you want to.
Especially this split when he's on a winning team. Like when he was on SK last split, it wasn't as big of a deal. But you definitely have a chance with H2K, so it's got to be rough.
And the other thing I wanted to discuss was Rocket's victory over Unicorns of Love.
Oh, baby.
What? What? I don't even know what to say with that. That was like an upset if there was one this week. I could not. Well, I take that back. There would be two of those.
There's a few upsets this week, yeah.
CLG and Immortals. That's right. You're right. Absolutely. That was an upset.
We're
but
touch
like
on that one
Adrian
after.
Said, yeah. Like Adrian said, if there was one team, it would be CLG. Does anybody else have anything else about recap?
I want to touch a little bit more on CLG's week. I mean, 2-0, they took out Immortals and Cloud9, who were right under them. Both really impressive victories using the split push Darshan to, what was it, Jax? And what was it the first game?
Fiora.
Just really nice macro level play. Really nice skilled game, both of them.
Fun 2-0. Games to watch.
Hardest week possible, and they go 2-0. So respect to CLG. They definitely deserve where they're ranked right now. Keep an eye out for the playoffs. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I'll get into that later, but those CLG players, a lot of them are under 50% owned. Just saying. We'll talk about that later.
That's crazy.
Any other news and noteworthy events coming up, guys, that you can think of?
I got nothing.
Nothing for me.
The only thing is the energy Altec situation. As of right now, assume that he's not playing. But keep your eyes to the news and Twitter if he's coming back starting next week or not. As of right now, assume he's not.
Yeah, he needs to get it together and come back. We need him. We need Altec.
Yeah,
he's a great player.
Yeah.
He needs to stop being so hard on himself.
Agreed.
I miss that guy. All right. Well, that being said, you guys want to go ahead and get into starts of the week?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hit him where it hurts. The starts of the week.
for my start this week, first time I picked an Origin member, I believe, and I'm going with Sven, their AD carry.
Love it.
Guy's obviously one of the top 80 carries in Europe. Team has struggled, though, which has limited his points in past weeks. This is a team that always, like, even back with Fnatic and So Eyes and them, like, they always perform in playoff times and come to the crunch time. And it's getting to that point in the split. And so he's looking really strong to start. Some Week 7 stats that he had last week, he went 2-1-11 versus Splice and 2-4-4, which is not good, obviously, but that was against G2. So you can see where that comes from. Week 8 matchups against versus UOL and against Bob's favorite, against Rocket.
Yes!
So some points to be had there. Really good AD carry. They like to play comps around him, too, which he gets some high kill games, you know, some multi-kills going on. So if you have him on the bench, get him in that starting lineup for this week.
I really like that pick, man. I think it's a bold one. People are kind of starting to forget about him. I mean, this is a guy from last season. We've seen him throughout his career dominate and put up points.
This is his second year. Like, the guy was crazy, yeah.
This and they've been working. You can tell this week they're coming back. I just want Origin back. I'm still a fanboy.
Oh, yeah. It's coming, Bob. It's coming.
Joe? Or Jess, sorry.
My start of the week is Jensen from C9. This guy's been the point leader each of the last 2 weeks. What was it? Week
6
and week 7.
Yeah.
He was leading points scored in both EU and A, and it was actually by quite a bit. It was by 9 points in week 7. So this guy's playing out of his mind. Cloud9's looking really, really good. They're looking like a top 3 team again. It was kind of shaky at the start of the split, but I think they're fully back in full force, and they're looking really good. My only worry about starting them this week would be they'll win their games too easily, and the games won't go long enough to produce serious fantasy points. But that being said, he's only being started in 61% of leagues over the last 2 weeks, meaning 40% of leagues were missing out on the last 2 weeks' top scorer. And also, another point is he played LeBlanc twice last week, so he's looking to play carry champions and look at the carry games.
Oh, and he looked absolutely phenomenal on LeBlanc.
Yeah,
pulling
he was an absolute beast.
LeBlanc is one of my most played champions, and I could just see the stuff he was pulling off, and you're like, wow, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't be started in any league at this point. He's second overall behind Wild Turtle in points scored this split.
Ridiculous.
So, yeah, start that, man.
Do you think Jess Hill still put up over, since he's playing Renegades and Tip, two of the lower-end teams that, like you said, you are concerned about their scores, think he'll put up over 40 points this week?
I think he's worth starting. They're going to have an easier time with Renegades than, who was the other matchup? Impulse?
Yep.
Yeah. But,
well, if they put him on LeBlanc again, like LeBlanc against weaker teams, he can just...
Yeah, regardless, he's going to put up numbers. Like, he has been the whole split. He's been ramping up these last 2 weeks. I think he's a good start, regardless of how the games go.
Yeah, absolutely. Very safe. It's just too good, man.
Yeah, 40% of leagues aren't starting him. Like, what?
Something's wrong. People are... oh, man. Pay attention.
All right, Joe.
All right, so I'm going with the real hero of Cloud9, Rush, for my start of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
He was number 2 in overall jungler points scored week 7, number 1 in week 6. I think he put up over 105 points in 2 weeks total as a jungler. I think he's found his Lee Sin again. This is his favorite champion, and the stuff he does on Lee Sin is disgusting. He helps set up all these kills that Jensen gets, that their bot lane can get, their top lane can get. I think he's got a pretty good kill participation percentage. So whenever Cloud9's putting up points, he's putting up points. And he's going against, I think, pretty good matchups this week. Like Jesse said earlier, you've got Team Impulse and Renegade. And I think they're doing well enough now to where these guys can actually put up a little bit of a fight. So they won't just get, 10-0 smashed in 25-minute games. I think these games will be a little bit longer. I think Cloud9 wins them both, but I think there's a good amount of points to be put up in both
these
games.
Yeah, definitely.
Cloud9 is going to be putting up points for sure. My start of the week, and it's much like y'all's picks, is going to be Bjergsen. He has the exact same schedule as Cloud9, or TSM does, just on opposite days. They're going to be up against Renegades and Tip. And for the exact same reasons as you picked Jensen, I'm picking Bjergsen. TSM hasn't been playing as good as Cloud9, obviously, and that's one of the main reasons I wanted to play Bjerg, is because I think it's going to be a little bit more bloody with how they've been playing. They went 0-2 last week. They went, was it 0-2 the week before, or 0-1 the week before? 2 or 1-1 the week before? But
do you think he's going to have to channel his inner Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, put the team on his back, and just score all the points? Think he's got to do it this week?
Yeah. Well, he went 1-1 last week. I'm sorry. He went 1-1 week 7, 0-2 week 6. So this week, yeah. I mean, he can't get an easier. Well, I can't say that. But, I mean, playing Renegades is points, and Tip's going to be bloody, and I think it's going to come down to Bjergsen. He was the only one that really put up points last week from TSM. And I also honorable mentions at Double Lift and Yellow Star. I think those two will actually put up good points this week. So, but yeah, that's my pick.
And to that point, they dropped the game to Team Liquid last week, and you know that hurt them. Like they don't like dropping games to teams that are near them in the standings, and they're a top caliber team. So you expect them to bounce back with the easy schedule they have this week.
Bob just mentioned a Double Lift there. That reminded us we forgot to talk about our picks last week. And for those of you that listened to Bob Fisher over here, he told you to sit Double Lift. And what did Double Lift do, Bob? Why don't you tell us?
It was like 23 points. He didn't do shit.
Yeah. So
not what everybody expected him. But this week he will. So take him off your bench. Play him this week. I promise he's going to put points back up this week. But Bjergsen, I think, will be the bigger point. But yeah.
So
and Yellow Star, too.
Hopefully Bob won over some of you guys after that prediction there.
And I think Double Lift, whenever he plays against Piglet, I think Piglet really wants to beat Double Lift. Like, every time he plays him.
Right.
And I think Double Lift wants to beat Piglet, but he fails. Like, he just wants to do it so bad.
He's so aggressive, he tilts. He tilts so hard, and Piglet does it.
Yeah. And, like, every time they meet up, Piglet's just like, at least when it counts, he's got his number.
Yeah, very true. But no, this week, have no fear of playing TSM. So play them all. TSM's going to... they're going to do work. Anyways, moving on. Sits of the week. Let's go into sits. Unless you guys have anything else on that.
Nope.
Get benched, noob, with sits of the week.
For my sit of the week, going to the energy team pile here, and I'm going with GBM. One of my favorite mid laners, really fun player to watch, but I just think the team's not performing well enough. Nothing to do with this guy's play. Even in their loss last week, he went 5-1-3. But when they win, they seem to be these low kill games where they like play either poke or macro games. Even when they win, he hasn't been putting up a whole lot. He's constantly in the 30 range, and he's just not worth a start at this point in the season. Like, there's a lot of better options. Like you said, Jensen's not even owned that much. Like, there's a lot of better players available. So, time to take him out of your lineup and start some of these other guys. Who are they playing next week? They are against CLG.
Immortals.
Oh, no, they're against Immortals and Liquid. And Liquid just had a huge week. They're stomping people, and they're against Immortals. So, I think it's time to sit GBM for now. And probably for the rest of the season, but we'll see.
yeah, he is still getting started over 50% and owned in 74.
The dude's great, the team's struggling.
They are. They're in a bad spot right now. Jess?
I'm picking from the same pool as Mitch. My pick of the week for sitting is Impact. He's just not been putting up the numbers he should put up, and it, like Mitch was touching on, it's probably due to the team issues. Not looking that good as a team, and like even when they do win, they aren't scoring that many fantasy points. Looking at the numbers, Impact barely scored more than 10 points a game in the last 2 weeks, and yet even with all the struggles Energy and Impact has been having, he's still being started in 52% of leagues. So when you look at the points per game and the ownership percentage and starting percentage, he's fourth in ownership and starting percentage but among top laners, and he's 13th in points per game, so there's a pretty big disparity there. It's like he's not living up to people's expectations, obviously. So on top of that, like Mitch touched upon, Energy's running into the buzzsaw that is Immortals, and Liquid's looking really good. And also at Liquid's top jungle synergy with Lorlo and Dardok is arguably one of the better duos, I think, in EU and NA. So it, I think Impact will be pretty affected by that. And I don't think it's going to put up big numbers, so I'd sit him.
I like it. I like it.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, I think the reason he's still owned a lot is just the caliber of player he's been over the years, right?
Yeah. Yep. People still remember the Season 2 World Championships.
like Joe mentioned that other week, I think Xpeke is still owned in a bunch of leagues just because people know that name and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a strong sit. I think that's a really strong sit, and I think that's a really good pick, too.
Thanks. Yeah, he's not like 13th in points per game and 4th in ownership and starting percentage. Says it all.
Yep.
All right, so my pick is... Mine's coming more from just me looking back at the season and realizing this person just underperforms even when the team does really well. So my sit is Stixxay. So they just came off a two-win week against Immortals, and he is not even in the top 10 of ADCs for points scored.
What did he get last week, Joe, in a 2-0 week?
He got 36 points.
Okay, that's pretty low for 2-0 and the kind of games they have.
Yeah, and it's like that pretty much all year. And I think this goes back to something we talked to you before. CLG is no longer a bottom-focused team. They're
quite
a top and
mid-focused
team. More so top than mid, so that really draws the pressure away from bottom. And Stixxay just doesn't get the ganks, the support like Doublelift used to. And they're just funneling that all to their top and mid laners. So even when they win, even when they have good matchups, he never blows it up. Like, I think you could look back at the weeks and see, like, okay, Piglet had, he was number one in 1 week. You know, Keith was, like, number one 1 week. Even fucking Altec was, like, up there, and Wild Turtle's really good, and you see Sneaky doing really well, but you never see Stixxay in these top five ADC picks. You don't see him much in the top 10. And it's crazy. They do well. They're, like, tied for second, or they are second right now in the league, and he just can't pull points out of anywhere. And I think he's a bench, if not drop, ADC. If you can get any of the other 9 of the top 10 ADCs that are better than him, almost regardless of the matchups,
Seem to matter whether they win or lose. He kind of doesn't put up points.
Yeah,
and we'll give the guy a bit of a break. It's his first split. He's still adjusting to playing on stage.
I don't even know if it's that he's playing bad. It's like,
nothing
against
him.
Team
he's just,
he
farms bot for a while. If he gets ganked, he gets ganked. And then it's just Darshan soloing someone top.
The team is,
they give so much
really
resources
around him.
To
and who
he's
making picks. Yeah. So it's just, the points just
very focused
there
on them. And, you know, that's like, I would never even have thought to sit him, just seeing as the team that he's on with the way they're playing. You know, that's
own him. I've
strong.
Owned him the whole split, and it's just been just meh, like
underwhelming.
Yeah, like mediocre points all year.
He does put up points, but for an ADC, it's like
compared to the rest of the ADCs, like it's pretty mediocre.
Oh yeah, so we talked about how good your sit was last week with the Doublelift. I just want to say my sit was Keith McBrief, and he put up 9.31 points last week. So
he was your sit.
Yeah, he was my sit.
I had him as your stream.
No, that's like 2 weeks ago when he put up 55.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
He was killing it.
So I got it.
You did. Hell yeah! Good job, man.
All right, nice. What are we on to now? Bob's stream or sit? Bob's sit.
For my sit, I really struggled this week with sits because I feel like the teams are pretty much, I don't really have anything bold. I wanted to go bold like always, and I didn't have one this week. So I went with something. I kind of stepped back a little bit, and I'm thinking Hillsong from Unicorns of Love and possibly Fox from Unicorns of Love. And it's just because of the way they performed against Rocket last week. It kind of scared me going into this week. They shouldn't have lost that matchup, I don't think. I think Rocket is where your points are at. And then looking at this week, they've got Origin, who, like Mitch said earlier, I think Origin's going to perform really well this week. And then their other game is against Elements, which Elements does tend to give up a lot of points. But last week, Elmans did not give up like a ton of points. They played G2, who ended that very, I think, quickly, and Vitality. That would be why Elmans didn't give up very many points.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was just kind of skeptical after seeing that Rocket game. I feel like Elmans gives Rocket a run for their money. When they played earlier in this split, if I'm not mistaken, and that's what kind of worried me. I know.
That's a pretty bold prediction. I think you're continuing with bold predictions.
I'm not saying Fox isn't going to put up points. I think he'll be middle of the pack this week. I think he'd put up somewhere around 30 points. But Hillsong, I would sit Hillsong this week. I think he's going to be the lowest scoring player of the Unicorns of Love. And he I don't know. I just, something tells me he's going to be the lowest scoring player this week.
Fun fact, Hillsong outscored Fox and Vizachachi last week.
There you go. We'll see this week.
Exactly.
All right, let's go ahead and move into streams.
The stream time.
Rolling the dice with streams of the week.
Okay, so late season, streams are getting smaller. You know, there's not as many people are by 8 weeks in. You're starting to figure out who you should be picking up for the most part. But there's still some people, some outliers down there. So this is one of my early week streams, and he's still only owned in like 40% of league. And that is Darduk on Team Liquid.
Nice.
One of the top jungler picks out there, and he's still not owned very much. And last week he put up 51 points out of the jungle. He went 4-1-9 versus Tip and 5-1-11 versus TSM. And I got written down on my notes here, immaculate Lee Sin play. So same with the Rush in the last game. They both just played amazingly since, pulling off these crazy engages. There's a lot of Twitter war back and forth, who's the better NA Lee Sin. And it was a fun battle to watch. So this guy is really good. I mean, if he's getting compared to Rush like that, obviously you're doing something right. And then the Week 8 matchups he's got Energy, which we talked about. They're a shaky team right now, roster swaps and all that. And then they're also against CLG. While CLG's a great team, X-Smithy's not as that good of a jungler, in my opinion, and should be a good battle. Should be a good week for Darduk, so pick him up if you can.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like I was saying during my sit, like Lurlo and Darduk are arguably one of the best top jungle duos. So they're definitely worth looking at least.
Yep, strong picks. Strong picks. How do you think they're going to do against CLG?
I think they have a chance. It'll be a tough game.
Big point.
I think like it'll be like the C9 on upper team level. You know, lots of kills going around, a little training back and forth. I think CLG will win though.
Yeah, but you know, points is points. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Doesn't matter when it comes down to that. I like it. It's a good pick.
All right, my stream of the week is it kind of goes against what you're talking about, Bob, with losing faith in Unicorns of Love. But they just picked up a new jungler. His name's Lulex. He was on H2K last split. He kind of proved himself then and just got picked up. He's only at 22% ownership as a result of being a late starter, only starting this last week. And that 22% puts him at 15th in ownership among junglers. So he's one of the lesser owned junglers, but he's putting up enough points to get him in sixth in points per game. So there's a pretty big disparity there. I like to go off those type of disparities. And we all know Unicorns of Love they're definitely an upper tier team. They might not be like one of the top two in EU, but I'd say they're definitely in the upper half, and jungler score lines are heavily influenced by how the team's laners are doing. So I think that Lulex's score lines will be positively influenced because he's on a relatively strong team. He's just a high value, high availability pickup for anyone looking to replace their main jungler or at least have him on the bench for weeks that Unicorns of Love have favorable matchups. Like if they're going against, I don't know, Splice and Rocket 1 week, he might be worth starting over your
super
main jungler.
Super strong. I think that would be super strong pick, yeah.
And this week, they have Origin and Elements, and they're both kind of middle-tier teams. So I expect those games to be a little bit longer, and that usually translates into more fantasy points. So 22% ownership, he's a decent jungler, It's definitely worth looking at if you need a jungler. Lulex.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lulex.
Ladies
got
and gentlemen.
Me double guessing myself, Jess, after the way you explained it. Now I'm thinking they're going to blow up, and I'm going to be like, yeah. So Hillsong, high scoring geek.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't quite feel the same way. I realize they lost to Rockat, but I still have pretty good faith in ULL's players. I think they're going to continue to do well throughout the rest of the split. And picking up the new jungler, they've been kind of swapping out their junglers a lot. I think this is their third jungler this split. It kind of makes sense that they drop a few games. But over the next 2 weeks and throughout the playoffs, I think they're going to come into their own with Lulex in the jungle and do well.
Nice.
My pick of the week, it goes sort of, it's sort of counter to my sit of the week, but not really. So mine's going to be Huhi for CLG. CLG's bot lane gets no love when it comes to points. They just, they focus mid and top more so than bottom. And Huhi, outside of 2 weeks this split, he's done really well in points. And those 2 weeks kind of drag his overall points down, so he maybe looks a little worse than other mids, but I think they've been on a pretty good win streak lately. Their matchups are good. These are two games that can drag out. Echo Fox is getting better every week. This will be a game that I think they could actually beat CLG in, but I think there's going to be a lot of points to be had in this game. And then their second game is Liquid. That's, I think they always play Liquid pretty close. These are going to be two, I think, long, close games with points being put up, and I think who he's going to be funneled. He's going to play like a LeBlanc or someone that can make picks, and then he's going to get ganks and put up points this week.
Definitely agree with
that. I like
that.
And he's owned in like 45% of leagues.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like, that was my stream last week, and he's still very available. And CLG, after their performances this week, he's going to be being snatched up, so make sure to get him before somebody else does.
Yeah, Bob got him in our league, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I got him. I was like, I have to have him. Couldn't agree with you more. My stream. Unless you had anything else, Joe.
No, let's hear your stream, Bob.
No, man, go for it.
X-Smithy. And it's the exact same reasons. You pretty much summed it all up. CLG is not owned in a lot of leagues. For some reason, it's all on Darshan and Aframu. The other guys, well, minus Dixay, are available. So, and we saw how X-Smithy performed last week. Holy shit. Dude is good. Pick him up. He's only starting in 18% of leagues. Owned in 44. Snag him. Snag who he. Play him. Love life.
Nice summary. I like it. Yeah, great pick. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, CLG's looking good. If they're available in your league, they're definitely worth considering.
All right, moving on to the teams, guys.
Win the crowd, and you'll win the LCS Teams of the Week.
Pick, and that is Cloud9. They've been playing really well.
Oh, yeah.
They got Renegades and Tip this week. So easy competition. Low kill games don't matter for your team pick. It's all about the turrets and the dragons and the match victories and the first bloods, which I think will be coming up plenty in the week. So if Cloud9's available, which it was in our league, I grabbed it up for this week against Bob. So we got a little bet on the side, too, going on, me and Bob this week. We're number one, yep. Number two in the pool.
That's
so
right.
It should be good.
It's going to be a close game.
C9, everybody. Grab them.
Yeah, they're looking really good. Like, over the last few weeks, they've been ramping up. And they showed in their game against Immortals, like, even though they lost, they were right there. And a lot of their players still had big score lines. Like, they're a top caliber team.
I like it. Jess?
My team of the week is Team Solo Mid, and my pick is mainly based on matchups this week. They have Impulse and Renegades. Like Mitch said, it doesn't matter if they win too hard. It's for teams because it's all about turrets, dragons, barons, that kind of thing. It doesn't matter if it's low kill games. I kind of touched on it earlier after dropping a game to Team Liquid last week. You know TSM took that to heart and practiced really hard over this last week, and I expect them to bounce back, being the top caliber team that TSM, or at least now, aspires to be like they used to be. And with their easy week 8 schedule, I think their team is going to put up strong fantasy numbers.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you more, Jess. I think this is the week TSM is going to really shine.
I think it's a 2-0 week. Yep. Definitely.
Everyone's going to remember why they're starting him and why they own TSM.
Yeah.
We'll show that.
I'm still on the fence of whether or not I want to start Sven Skarin in my jungle slot over Jankos. We'll see.
Yeah. Yo.
All right. So we haven't talked about this team at all, but I'm going for it, man. I'm going to go Origin. It's
yes,
my team
I'm
of the week.
That's my theme, too. I'm liking it.
Rocket. I mean, outside of their win last week, you would assume it'd be a free win. And Unicorns of Love. And I picked up Lulix last week. I was on the hype train, and the train derailed.
Real quick, yeah.
What's wrong with Lulix? He's my stream.
He was mine too, man. You'll be in my shoes next week. they're middle of the road team. I mean, 7-7. They can. I don't think there's anyone they like, especially Unicorns of Love. I don't think that game's out of their hands to win. Rocket certainly not. They're not a bad team. I think their top laners their weakness right now. But screw it, 2-0 Origin. I'm calling it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm saying starts Sven. I think Origin will do well this week.
Yeah, Origin's putting up points. All right, so my team of the week is going to be H2K. I know we just lost Forgiven, or they just lost Forgiven, but I still think that, you know, that team is there. They're going to perform. He seems to be a lot of their backbone, but I don't want to give up faith on them yet. Plus, they have an easy week this week. Splice and Rocket. So, yeah, I do think they'll pull away with that win. They're a great team without him. They were a great team before he got there, and they're going to continue to be a great team now that he's gone. So I'm not too worried about it. If he is gone or if he isn't gone, I know that they're under a lot of stress, and that can really hold a lot of weight over a team, something like that, you know. They're probably not practicing as hard as they normally would with him, you know, with everything going on and if he is leaving, saying goodbyes and all that stuff, but I do believe that they will still come in.
The emotional 2-0 for their AD carry.
Yeah.
Fallen last.
Yeah, I think they'll still take it. I mean, their schedule's not going to get much easier than Rocket Splice. Splice has been playing pretty bad. Rocket's been playing better, but I still think that Rocket will get a lot of points. So, H2K. All right.
It's that time of the show.
You guys got anything else? Did you want to do... we're not going to do a quick rundown because I know we're short on time this go, but I did want to ask one thing. Yeah. Team Vitality and G2, where you guys stand on that?
Yeah. Like Perks said on Twitter, that's going to decide who gets the number one seed, he believes. So we've been saying Game of the Week. Last time it was CLG C9. This week, that for sure is Game of the Week.
Vitality G2.
I'm giving the edge to G2. They just seem to be a little bit better of a team. But that could go either way. Those are easily the two top teams in Europe. Definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, I've been on the Vitality hype trend since the start of the split, so I'm going to go with Vitality. I know G2 looks very strong, but I think Vitality is a little flashier. So, like, who knows? They might be able to come out and make some big plays and get the W.
I'm going to say G2, man. Kickus is going to run over Cabochard in the top.
That's not happening.
That's not happening.
I would take that bet. Yeah. I will take that. You want to make a bet?
I think
Kickus is pretty solid.
There's no way Kickus.
I will make a bet on that. That's not happening.
We got to have some parameters here. What's defined?
I'm saying that Cabochard, Kickus isn't even going to be anything in that game because Cabochard's going to put it to him.
It's hard to define it. I think we'll have to vote if he got stomped or not or stayed in. It's too hard to define that.
Unbiased decision. We'll let Jesse and Mitch decide next week. If I'm saying that Cabochard is going, Kickus is like, you're going to be like, who's Kickus? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if Vitality likes the lane swap or not, or if they're just going to do traditional lanes.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think G2 plays a better macro game, and Vitality has flashier solo players. So
traditional lanes is in favor of Vitality. Like Nuke Duck and Cabochard both like to go for the solo kills, and they can. Oh, but we didn't even talk about Perks and Nuke Duck in the mid lane. Those are two very good mid laners. That could be really fun to watch.
It's just going to be a great game overall to watch.
Definitely watch that one. If you're going to watch one game, Watch that one.
All right, does anybody have anything else?
No, I'm all good.
I'm good.
Nope.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening, people. We appreciate you guys so much. Remember, if you want to check us out, you can get a hold of us on Twitter at LCS Fantasy Zone. On Facebook, you can message us at LCS Fantasy Zone, or you can email us at lcsfantasyzone@yahoo.com and at gmail.com. We're also on YouTube now, LCS Fantasy Zone. All of our episodes are being uploaded there. So feel free to ask us anything from last-minute roster changes, your options for starts and sits, or if you just want to jump in and say hi. Come on in and say hello. somebody sent me a message that was hilarious. It's not at Dildos, but anyways. Hey, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, thanks.
Fuck, that was hilarious.
He sent me a...
Thanks for listening. See you next week.